Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.
Now, from a modest London apartment to a multi-million rand global travel brand, and now a full circle return to Africa, I want to tell you the story of Expat Explore. It's one of the world's leading guided tour companies, co-founded by two South Africans. Now, as the company marks its 20th anniversary, co-founder Jake Smaritz is joining me to reflect on the startup hustle, the lessons from scaling across six continents, and what South Africa perhaps can learn from building a world-class brand abroad and then bringing it home. And this interview, this thought leadership interview, is brought to you by Expat Explore, specialists in affordable tours across five continents. T's and C's apply. So, Jake, a very warm welcome to you. So let's go right back to the beginning, 20 years ago. How did two South Africans, my understanding is you had no major capital or backing, start to build a global travel brand? And as I mentioned, all from an apartment in London.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Jeremy. Well, I'm going to condense the story because it's quite a long one. It's a great story. But if you go back about 23 years, after university, my co-founder, Carl Cronier, and I both independently went to London, you know, just for the experience, because we wanted to go out there and travel. We were both very passionate about travel. And during that time, I started another company. And what he started to do was to actually independently show people around different parts of the world, because he was actually quite good at organizing tours, you know, for other people. And at some point he came to me and said, listen, I want to do this for a living. I know very little about business. And I said to him, well, I know a lot about business, even though I didn't necessarily. And we decided to join forces. And the first thing we did was to actually write a short letter to the French consulate allowing us to process Schengen visas, which they allowed us to do because we had it translated to French, which I think they very much appreciated. And we started the company on the back of an £800 investment, which we used to have a massive party and just introduce the company and what we wanted to do. So I think if you boil it down to how we got going, it was just, ignorance is bliss, I guess, as a young person. But it was through sheer innovation that we got going 20 years ago. And here we are 20 years later.
Jake, nothing wrong with a bit of ignorance, but I'm also going to ask you, what gave you the confidence? Something must have given it to you to think that you could compete in what was obviously a crowded and also mature market that must have existed at the time.
Yeah, I think it boils down to, let's call it business fundamentals. We're both very entrepreneurial in nature, and we have a knack for spotting a gap in the market. And at the time, whether that being other tour operators or other intermediaries, travel was quite complex. You can go at it yourself, but it was very unorganized. And in certain ways, it was very complex and also overpriced. So we had this absolute passion for what we wanted to do for the world of travel. And we saw avenues and ways to actually bring a lot of benefit and make it possible for more people to be able to do that. So I think, the innovative and problem-solving side has always been at the core of what we do. And I think, for us, in the beginning, that's how we got going. We saw an opportunity there that we passed on to, our clients in the UK and later on all over the world.
Jax, what is the secret in a venture like this to spotting the gap?
Well, I think the things you have to put yourself in the shoes of your client, which we were, before we started this venture, we were clients, subject to the offering of other companies. And we've always done this, we put our clients at heart. I know it may sound like a business cliche, but for us, we look at everything from their perspective. So when you do that, you have a tendency to identify pain points. And also, if you're very innovative and you apply yourself, you can actually find solutions to the problems that people are having. And that's always been our motto and our approach to any new venture that we've started.
The fact that you had South African roots, did that play any role in shaping your business approach and what I imagine would have been a very resilient mindset that you had and also developed?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you said it. You know, the resilience that you need to be able to follow through on something like that. Because I mean, in 20 years, especially in the travel industry, it's a very turbulent industry. You're faced with many problems, external, internal. So you've got to have a lot of resilience and the ability to see it through. And I think that's something that it comes very naturally for South Africans. But another thing that comes to mind is definitely our competitiveness. We've always been very ambitious, and we don't shy away from taking on the big boys. These days, we are probably one of the bigger boys, but that's not when we started. We were just, we were nobody. We had to start from scratch, and I think that competitive edge or that competitive nature that we got through our upbringing and being raised in South Africa kind of gave us the edge, and it still does to this day.
Was there a point in this journey when you realized that your company had gone truly global and maybe provided you with some kind of tipping point?
I think it wasn't too long after, in the beginning, for the first 5 to 7 years, we were still a regional startup, as you can put it like that. But all of a sudden, we started getting exposure on an international level. So that's when you start to realize that your reach is far greater than what you initially expected. So I think about 8 years into our from startup, we started to realize that there was a tipping point. Our clients were coming in from all over the world. These days, we're very prominent and in countries like North America, so US, Canada, Australia, et cetera, et cetera. So organically, and I think, we almost have a cult-like following. We started to get traction in other markets that we didn't realize we didn't think we could access directly. And that's when we started to realize that we're onto something much bigger than we initially thought.
And as far as the difficulties go in trying to scale internationally, what were they and how did you overcome them?
Well, there are many restrictions. When you try to scale internationally, obviously market penetration is always a key thing. Is your what you do fit for market in different regions? And I think our diverse product offering and the way we approach what we do has a rapport with various markets all over the world. So for us, it was almost like when you don't have a direct distribution channel, even though we are very digital, so it makes it much, much easier. We kind of relied heavily, and we still do, on our former clients to actually give us rapport and traction in new markets.
You used the word innovation, which I think is important. We're dealing with global inflation right now, changing travel trends. How difficult is it to keep your brand, your company, profitable and also relevant?
Well, I'm not saying it's a constant struggle, but you got to keep ahead of the curve. It's a full time job to be able to do that. The thing is, it's an ever-changing environment. You've got to keep innovating. We're doing exactly that at the moment. I mean, obviously, we've always had huge disruptors in the industry. If you think back, things like Brexit, even obviously the big one in recent memory, which is COVID. So you've got to, find ways to stay relevant. So innovation for us is key to try and adapt to changing circumstances. And you gotta, you gotta keep ahead of the curve at all times.
And just finally, you wouldn't be returning to the continent unless you saw some kind of demand for inbound African travel from global tourists.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've always had a footprint in South Africa, us being South Africans, and a lot of our back office functionality sits in South Africa because, you got some really quality people over here. And the thing is, but inbound to South Africa, even though it might be deemed an exotic destination, has a lot on offer. I mean, myself, from a personal perspective, I'm well traveled. I've been all over the world, but South Africa and Africa itself has so much on offer for the international market. I think it's also what you got to put at ease in people's minds are some misconceptions about South Africans or South Africa, that is. And if you can do that through a credible brand like we are, you obviously have a huge market or a huge destination that you can put an offer in the world out there. So yeah, it's a great product from that perspective, South Africa, and it's great for us to be able to finally get some serious growth in South Africa.
Jake Smirits, thank you very much indeed. And that thought leadership interview brought to you by Expat Explore. Explore five continents with the tour specialists in affordable travel. Visit expatexplore.com. T's and C's apply.
Imagine your dream trip to Croatia or exploring the streets of Andorra in Spain. Maybe it's an authentic whiskey tasting in Scotland. With expatexplore.com, travel is made possible. And as we celebrate our 20-year anniversary, we've got a generational sale now on. Use the promo code HOT10 at checkout to save. Head to our website today. Expat Explore, specialists in affordable tours across five continents. T's and C's apply.